Welcome to Calvary Cares, hosted by Curtis Dias, president of the Calvary Care Center in East Freetown, on FM 95.9, AM 1480, WSAR.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program called Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. Hey, my name is Curtis Dice. I'm the president of Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. And every Saturday from 3 to 4 o'clock, we come on WSAR. And we have the great privilege and we're delighted that you listen to our program. I'm glad that it gives you hope and help and encouragement. Our program is a unique program. What we do, we talk about overcoming opiate use disorder and substance abuse disorder, because we know there's many people that are sick and suffering in our community, from Fall River, from Taunton, from New Bedford, in the rural areas, from Dayton and Berkeley and Rehoboth and Westport and Swansea and Seekonk and all the surrounding areas. And we know there's people that out there that needs help overcoming opiate use disorder, substance abuse disorder. And we want to tell you that you're not alone. And there's many pathways forward, that if you have sons and daughters that are addicted to drugs and alcohol, there's hope for you. There's hope for your sons and daughters. And we understand that in life is very difficult. Even the scripture says, Jesus said, in this life, take cheer. There's many troubles, but take cheer. I have overcome the world. So Calvary Cares Drop-In Center is located at 33 Burley Road in East Freetown. And what we do, we help people in our community. And some of the services that we provide, as you know, is health insurance navigation. So that means if you don't have Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Harvard Pilgrim, or Tufts, or any of the major insurance, what we do, we try to work with an affiliate named Deborah. And what we do application for MassHealth to see if you qualify for MassHealth, because we believe everybody throughout the whole nation should have some kind of insurance, for health insurance and, you know, for eyeglasses, for dental and everything like that. It's good. Also, another thing that we do at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, we do harm reduction services. What does that mean? We give out coats, we give out jackets, we give out shirts, we give out sneakers, we give out shoes, we give out toothbrushes and toothpaste, and we give out all kind of harm reduction of situations to people that are sick and suffering throughout the whole community. This is some of the things we do. One thing about Calvary Cares Drop-In Center is a unique place. It's a wonderful place. We have a state-of-the-art facility. It's warm. It's welcoming. It's non-judgment aspect of it. And one of the aspects we have, and we're in a rural area. We live in Freetown, and it's safe. It's secure, you know. And one of the things we established so many years ago is the mental health counseling. We have community partnerships with Burns and Forts. Now, Burns and Forts are individuals that have lived experience and life experience and professional experience. And you know what they do? They do one-on-one counseling. They do group counseling. They do peer-to-peer counseling. I do grief counseling personally. And they're licensed by the Bureau of Substance Abuse, and they're excellent. And they're located right downtown New Bedford in a city. But we do mental health counseling for those that are stressed out, burnt out, worn out, every aspect of life. So we believe in mental health counseling, because there's a large percentage of people in America, some people say up to 10% of the people that live in America suffer under mental health issues, like being disappointed and being down and depressed and discouraged, and mostly some people walk around being defeated. So we believe in mental health counseling. I think it's important, and it meets the needs of the upper class, high class, the rich class, you know, the working class, and people with no class at all. So we believe in mental health counseling, and we do it free of charge here at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. We believe in having recovery coaches. Usually a recovery coach knows the way, shows the way, and leads the way. A recovery coach is one that will have coffee with you, that would interface with you in dialogue, would maybe take you to an NA meeting, or AA meeting, or a 12-step meeting, or a recovery meeting, or maybe Al-Anon meeting. You know, a recovery coach should be one that can empathize with you and have compassion for you. And we believe that we, you know, we reach the lost at any cost. One of the greatest components of Calvary Cares Drop-In Center is our overdose education program. What does that mean? That here at Calvary Pentecostal Church and Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, every month we do workshops on overdose education. So every Friday, last Friday of the month, I'll give you an example, from 9:30 to 10 o'clock, we have refreshments, donuts, coffee, and fruit of all kind. Then we do a subject. We have professors come in. We have doctors come in. We have people that have lived experience, life experience come in. And they would teach on, let me give you an example, overcoming opiate use disorder and substance abuse disorder. Then next month they might teach on overcoming suicidal thoughts and recognizing that. And then we talk about warning signs. How can we recognize if our children, our grandchildren are addicted to drugs and alcohol? So for every month, for 12 months a year, we do overdose education program. It is tremendous. And we go from like 10 to 11. Then we do TED Talks. Then after that, we have questions and answers. Then we cater a free luncheon to all those attend. On average, maybe 23 to 25 people attend these groups. It has been tremendous. Calvary Cares also is reaching out to lost at any cost. And what we do, we'd love to save a person's life one person at a time. And what we've been doing is excellent. In our volunteer staff, we have about 18 volunteers, and then we have maybe 3 or 4 staff. And do you know that this year, all of our staff and our volunteers have been certified with CPR training and NOCAN training? We believe in that. Actually, one of the components of Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, if you come in and drop one in, we will give you NOCAN distribution. And we believe everybody should have NOCAN in the car, in the house, because you never know when you will need it. So we give out free NOCAN, and we work in conjunction with Freetown Fire Department and Freetown Police Department and the first responders and stuff like that. So if you need NOCAN for your family, you can come right to the center. We'd be more than happy to give you NOCAN, and you can have it. You can distribute just in case if your sons and daughters, your husband and wife, your grandchildren are dibbling and dabbling in substance abuse, because fentanyl is so important, and many people are ODing because of that, because it's 50 times stronger than heroin of all kind. Then we believe here we give out free NOCAN to those. In our overdose education program, not only did we do CPR training for all the people that's coming here, and then we do NOCAN training, so everybody is certified. And we also did training on Stop the Bleed. That was excellent. And, you know, somebody gets stabbed, or somebody gets shot, or somebody just cuts their finger, we had to know how to stop the bleed and tourniquets and stuff like that. So we're an educational program. We're an empowerment program. And this is what we do at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. And we want to give you a special invitation. If you live in Fall River, if you live in New Bedford, if you live in Taunton, if you live in the cities, and you live also in the rural areas, we want you to come on, drop on in and see what we do. Later on, I'll tell you about the peer group supports that we have, the medication for opiate use disorder. We believe in this thing called MAPS. MAPS is a medical assistant treatment therapy. It is excellent, or behavior. And you have to be open-minded, because there's many pathways to recovery. Now, I like the faith-based pathway personally. That's the way I came, because when I was addicted to drugs and alcohol and cigarettes and lascivious all the time, my pathway was to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the Word of God. That's my pathway. Like some people go to Teen Challenge, a Christian drug and alcohol program. Some people go to Salvation Army, and I think that's a great program. Some people might go to 12-step life recovery, and that's one good. Some people might go to the Catholic Church or synagogues or a church, and that's one pathway. But I know there's many pathways to recovery, and at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, We know there's many pathways to recovery also. And we believe, you know, everybody can go to NA. I think NA and AA and CA is an excellent program. And I believe that many people, when they first start out, I think they should go, you know, 90 meetings in 30 days. I think you should do that. I think you should get a sponsor. I think you should get a home group. I think you should work the steps. I think you should do that. I think you, because some of us do better in community, and I understand that. So, you know, at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, we encourage peer-to-peer support group. We encourage medication for opioid use disorder and substance abuse disorder. And sometimes, you know, some people that's addicted to, you know, heroin and different things like that, you know, that some people have to go to the methadone clinic, and some people need Suboxone, and some people need Vivitrol. Now, Vivitrol, as you know, is a blockage when somebody's an alcoholic. They can take a shot in their belly or in their leg, and the craving and the desire goes away for about 28 to 29 days. So we believe there's many pathways to recovery. Al-Anon is a pathway to recovery. Maybe meditation might be a pathway to recovery. Higher education. I mean, so there's many, many pathways into recovery, and we advocate for all the pathways. And we understand in life is very, very difficult. And a lot of people are walking around with emotional pain, and they're stressed out and burnt out and worn out, and they deal with isolation, and they have mental health issues of all kind. You know, we understand that. And we understand that most people that deal with the situation are talented, they're gifted people, and they just struggle mentally and psychologically, emotionally. And they might have emotional pain. They've been emotionally abused, physically abused, psychologically abused. And you know, they just are not balanced in that, and they've been wounded in that capacity. So, you know, so we are sensitive to that. We are compassionate for that. And when people drop in at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center at 33 Burley Road in East Freetown, what we try to do is just bring them in and just welcome them, greet them. If you want a cup of coffee, we'll give you a cup of coffee. If you need any assistance, we try to assist you mentally, psychologically, and physically. One of the aspects of Calvary Cares Drop-In Center is unique and special, and people really enjoy it. We have this thing called Calvary Cares Farmers Market. And a farmers market is every Thursday from noontime on at 33 Burley Road. And what does that mean? Our farmers market, we give out free food to anybody that comes to our community, senior citizens, council agent, I mean veterans, single mothers, I mean people from all different backgrounds. And we give out excellent food for people in our community. And I tell you, the veterans come twice a week. We help and feed this homeless shelter called the House of Hope on Mount Pleasant Street in New Bedford, where they have 60 to 80 people. And every week we service them, and we feed them, and we nurture them. We average maybe 320 families on a weekly basis that we give out food. We do partnership with, you know, the YMCA, United Way, and First Fruits of Baskets and stuff like that. So this is what some of the things that Calvary Cares Drop-In Center does. So we feed people every Thursday from 12 o'clock on until all the food's gone. So what kind of food do we give out? We give out, you know, potatoes, we give out carrots, we give out onions, we give out bread, we give out milk, we give out chicken, we give out steaks, we give out different hams, we give out everything, white rice, brown rice, I mean canned foods, I mean vegetables of all kind. And we try to give us the best, the nutritionist aspect of it all, because we know that people get triggered because the economy is so bad, and they're overwhelmed, you know. I mean, mean, the gas is $5 a gallon, you know what I mean now? I mean, oil is high, light bill's high, gas bill, telephone bill, cable bill, I mean, cell phone bills. You can go on and on and on and on. And people are stressed out and burnt out and worn out and all that. And you can see, so what we try to do, our program is a wraparound service. Not only do we do health insurance navigation, harm reduction service, mental health counseling, recovery coaches, overdose education, Narcan distribution, peer group support, medication for opiate use and substance abuse, but we try to meet the holistic needs of the people around us, and we give out free food for all those that's in need. You understand that? So that's what we do. We try to help out the, you know, the, like the House of Hope, where we help out peer-to-peer support groups in Fall River, in Taunton, in New Bedford, you know. So, but, you know, we're in a rural area. And so we see people from the inner city comes out. But the truth of the matter is, and I think the Bureau of Substance is coming upon this, they have an advisory committee that just came out with it on April 16th saying, you know, it is good that we can help our people in Fall River and New Bedford and tie in the surrounding circles in the big cities. But now we should target the rural areas, the rural groups, you know, they need help because in a rural community, as you know, for those that live in Westport and Seekonk and Berkeley and Dighton and Freetown and surrounding areas and stuff like that, you know, we don't have supermarkets. We don't have pharmacists here. We don't have a bus route. We don't have transportation at all in these communities whatsoever. So we need to target, you know, the rural area where they can come and get, you know, to a certain place where they can get services, where they can be encouraged, where they can feel welcome, where there's no non-judgment aspect. So the Bureau of Substance Abuse and Department of Public Health is really coming upon and says, you know, we really got to look into, you know, the how we they need a peer-to-peer support group in the rural area. So what we're doing is we're partnering up with people in our community so we can put more services, more wraparound services in our community, you know, so we can just meet the needs of everybody around. Do you understand that? So partnership with other community-based organization is really good, and a strong partnership for, you know, everybody, you know, we believe in it. The other day, I had an organization that came up to me, and they're a big organization, they're a flagship organization, and they make millions and millions, and they do good work. You know, I don't want to be a flagship organization like High Point or Seven Hills or Stepping Stone or Star or, you know, Hami House or Monarch House and all that. No, we're in the country area, and what we want to do is bring hope to people in our community, because there's a lot of people that are sick and suffer in our community, and they're embarrassed to talk about it. They don't want to come out and get help. So if we have a place where people can come and just relax and get food and get their assistance, and it's friendly, it's welcome, it's warm, and it's educational, then I think we can really make a difference and touch people's life in a rural area. So this is what we plan to do. As I told you earlier, organization came up to me, and they call them Stepping Stone. Now, Stepping Stone is the one that came up to me in New Bedford. They said they're working with the youth. Now, I understand about working with youth, because I worked with DYS for about 15 years. Every Monday, I used to go up to DYS at Holland Building and Golf 1 and Golf 2, and I used to go with a group of people, and we used to minister to them all the time, sing songs with them, do concerts with them. I mean, everything, every single Monday for 15 years. And we believe in early prevention. We think early prevention is very good, because if you can get them before they go to DYS or while in DYS, then we don't have to worry about them being in, you know, Ash Street Jail or Dartmouth House of Correction or, you know, or Middleborough or, you know, state prisons and stuff like that. So one of the ministries and organizations that we're doing, we believe in early prevention, and we believe that we can reach out. So the people from Stepping Stone came to me and say, Kurt, we would like to use your facility because we'd like to get the kids from the inner city out of the inner city and come into the country area. So because we have a state-of-the-art facility and we have excellent workshops and technology of all kind, I said, come on down. And next month or this month's coming, they're going to come and do a workshop for 2 days, and they're going to stay here, and they're going to be in a country setting, going to be a beautiful setting here. We're going to have workshops, PowerPoints. We're going to have lunch together. I'm putting a beautiful tent outside with picnic tables so they can express themselves, so they can see a different approach towards life. And these individuals, many of them are gangbangers. And I relate to them because when I was working in the prison for over 30 years, I've been involved in prison ministry. You know, I worked with Latin Kings, Bloods, Crips, Gangster Disciples, guys that push a lot of crack cocaine, heroin, gun charge, murder, and different things like that. He said, why you work with them people? Because they're somebody's sons and they're somebody's daughters. And also they're coming back into the community. Over 95% of the people that's in the House of Correction are coming out, you know, they're coming into the community, back to Fall River, back to New Bedford, you know, back to Time, right back to Freetown and Berkeley and Dighton and the surrounding areas. We know that. So when I used to work in the prison, I used to say to the people, are we making them men or monsters, you know? So I give a shout out to Stepping Stone and North Star. They're doing great work with the young people in our community. So they're going to come here. So Calvary Cares is, you know, trying to be a blessing to the people in the inner city, but they come into the rural area. For North Star, does great work with youth. When I used to work for North Star with Department of Public Health, they used to give us a grant. And I used to work at Roosevelt Junior High in the South End of New Bedford. And I had an after-school program. And after-school program, I put a curriculum together. It was called Guns, Gangs, and Ghosts. And I had the most disrupted individuals in Roosevelt Junior High, and they had the bad conduct, behavior, suspension, and they have an after-school program. It was from Monday to Thursday, and maybe Friday, and it was from like after school, 2:30 to 5 o'clock or 5:30. We used to do everything. We used to have a classroom center, and I would teach them anger management. I would teach them public speaking. They were, you know, they had to stand up and the tone, the pitch, the rhythm, eye contact, and everything else that. Then, you know, we used to do different subjects all the time and watch different films, and I would educate them, and we would orientate them. Then I said, you know, we'd go play basketball, and I would teach them about field communities, target areas, the gangs, the guns and golds, and how things have changed. I would educate them in how to speak, how to, you know, dress properly and everything like that. But Maria from North Star, who's the executive director, used to be very excellent, and she would give us a lot of allowances and do great things with some of these kids. And I'll give you an example. We took the kids to Martha Vineyard. Some of these individuals never been on a ferry, so we drove them down to Martha Vineyard to Woods Hole, and after we did Woods Hole, we put the van on top, and we went all around Martha Vineyard. It was unbelievable. The kids were blown away. They never been on a ferry. They never been seen Martha Vineyard and all the houses and all the land. It was tremendous. So we gave them experience. We took them one time to the state capitol in Boston, and we talked about the soldiers, the 54th Regiment. We went down to the Commons. We went through the park where there were flowers. We went to Trinity Church. We went to the library. We went everywhere. It was unbelievable. I took them on the first trolley ride or, you know, subway in their life. They never were involved with it. Then we ended up in Faneuil Hall together. What a great experience. We took a New England aquarium. We went to IMAX and different things. We had funding. Then Maria allowed us to even take them to Harvard University and show them the gates of Harvard and do a tour of Harvard. We took them to Princeton University in New Jersey and showed them, man, there's a better way. You can go to higher education. And when we were in Princeton, we did the tour of the Black History Tour, and it was tremendous. And we saw where Jonathan Edwards died and everything like that. So for all our lives, we've been reaching out to young youth because that's early prevention. We believe in early prevention. We believe that, that some of the things that they live in target areas in difficult areas. So what we try to do is bring them up. You say, why do you waste your time? It's not a waste of time. They're somebody's children, and there is a public health and public safety. And I think we can do, if you have lived experience and life experience and personal experience and a professional experience, I think that's the kind of best people that we have. So these are some of the things that we deal with. So Stepping Stone came to me, North Star came to me, and it's been a beautiful thing. What we're doing now with the Bureau of Substance Abuse, we're advocating that they would consider have a peer-to-peer support group in this rural area, that we can continue doing what God tells us to do and what we do for mankind, as a public safety, public health aspect. We want to reach out to the unreachables, touch the untouchables. We want to not only help out people in the city, but in a rural area that needs help, teenagers and older people. In Freetown has the oldest population of senior citizens in the whole community. Senior citizens are struggling mentally, psychologically, emotionally. Senior citizens, they're on medicine and they're on Social Security and they had to pay the light bill, the gas bill, the telephone bill, the cable bill, the oil bill. And it's very difficult for them to really happen. We partner up with the Council of Aging, where the Council of Aging is doing excellent work. But what we do, we have community lunches. We have community dinners for the senior citizens in our community. And as I told you, we feed our community, the veterans, twice a month and stuff. Twice a week they come on down, senior citizens, council agent. I mean, different churches come by, and the House of Hope comes by. So we're doing everything that we're supposed to do. So these are some of the things that we're trying to accomplish, in at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. So you listen to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. Well, as I told you earlier, we're here at 33 Burley Road. We're open daily, and you can call us at 508-763-8343. My name is Curtis Dias. I happen to be the president of Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, and this is what we do. So if you never heard about us, or you say you have a son and daughter that has a problem with, drinking and cocaine and crack and heroin, and you can say, man, I wonder what's going on with you, with the people. Well, man, we're here to support you. We're here to help you. We're here to educate you and to, encourage you that there's hope, there's meaning for you and for me, So this is what Calvary Cares Drop-In Center is. As I told you, you might have a son, you might be embarrassed about the situation or a daughter, and I want you to know you can reach out to us for support. We are gentle, we're non-judgment people, and we're here to help you, to assist you, and tell you that you're not alone on your journey whatsoever, And we will help you with, if you have children that's dealing with depression and discouragement and defeat and stuff, and we will walk with you, we will encourage you. Now, we are not going to be like High Point or Seven Hills or Star or like that. We're not made to that. We're here to assist, to guide, to refer you over to that area. we're here, you know, just to say, you know, you need some food, you need somebody to talk to, you need someone just to, you know, intercede with you. We're here for that, you know. We're here to help you for your daily cares, if we can, you know what I mean, to help you with your heaviness and those that are suffering with depression so you can come out of it, you know. And I know it doesn't only affect the people in drugs and alcohol in prison. No. When we talk about overcoming opiate use disorder, we're talking about from people that come from good families. I got a call the other day, and it was from a woman. I don't know if she's listening for the program right now. And she told me, hey, I have a son, and he's only about 18 years old, 19 years old, and he lives home with her. And he comes from a cultural background where the family was excellent. I mean, they always worked hard. They always gave him the best and all that. But then I guess he started dibbling, dabbling, first maybe doing, you know, some wine coolers or peppermint schnapps or Bacardi and Cokes. And then he started doing some reefer. And before you know it, he was getting addicted. He was craving it. He was longing it. His personal hygiene was breaking down. He was spending money of all kinds and different things like that. And, you know, and before you know it, he started missing work and he started getting into bondage of all kinds. Now, he's living home, but the mother is very concerned about him that one day he might die, you know. She don't know how to handle it because, you know, they never was raised that way. You know, the mothers never did drugs or alcohol, and they're baffled. They're at the wit's end. How can, you know, I have a son and daughter. I'm embarrassed about the situation. I know he's going down. He's not the same person. Where can we get help? We encourage you. Maybe you come to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center and drop on in. I mean, come talk to somebody. You know, just sometimes I even myself, I wish I had someone to talk to. And if we don't have no one to talk to, that's when people get desperate and commit suicide and all that stuff. Not too long ago, I got a call from people from Titan. They said that a young girl, blonde hair, blue eyes, maybe 18, 20 years of age, very highly educated, beautiful, says his daughter has died. She committed suicide. She hung herself in the basement, and I had to go do her services and stuff like that. I do services for people that died, and sometimes I do celebrate for life for people that OD'd and stuff like that. So some of our things that we do is not only feed people, not only health insurance navigation, but sometimes we do grief counseling. Sometimes we had to do services and deaths for people that's in our community. And we see it happen all the time. And it usually happens to people that come from great families and the people are talented and they look good and everything like that. But they're really suffering with emotional pain and stress and, you know, isolation and mental, you know, illness issues that they're not telling no one, you know. We see that happen in Freetown and New Bedford and the surrounding areas. There's an individual in Freetown. Everybody knows his name. And he's always in trouble. And every time he comes out of jail, I'm telling you, he's a nuisance to the community and everything like that. And I remember when he was a young boy, he was a good boy. And I mean, he was nice looking, all that. Then he got in a car accident and, you know, things changed up on him and stuff. Now, you know, he's notorious in it. But, you know, he's somebody's sons. And we want to reach out to the unreachables and touch the untouchables, you know. And that's what Calvary Cares is all about. So I just want to encourage you, if you're looking for a place just to say hi, or looking for some food, or you're looking for just some encouragement, if you need mental health counseling, or overdose education, or Narcan distribution, or just peer-to-peer support group, or just a cup of coffee, we encourage you to come on down and do that. Our workshops are excellent, you know, on mental illness, and we stress reduction. We do that all the time. So we just want to encourage you. And if you're looking for hope and help and healing, you know, we believe in this 12-step program. We believe in yoga. We believe in self-care. But we have to know, you know, we believe that some people have to go to, you know, professional counseling. And we're not like High Point or Seven Hills. We don't want to be a star. We just want to be a friend in a community where you can feel relaxed, where you feel comfortable, where you can get help of all time. So this is some of the things that Calvary Cares Drop-In Center does. So we're open Monday through Friday, and we're here to help you, to assist you, to encourage you. So I want to thank you for listening to this program, and we just want to give you a special invitation. If you're ever around, if you're, you know, sick and suffering, and you're suffering in silence, and yet you're with, and you're pulling your hair out of your head, and you say, I don't know what to do, I wish I can talk to somebody, then we ask you to call at 508-763-8343, and we'd be more than happy to assist you and help you in your daily walk, all right? Our telephone number is 508-763-8343. You listen to, my name is Curtis Dias. Listen, lastly, you say, how are we sponsored? How did this all happen? We've been sponsored by the Boston Medical Center. We have been sponsored by the Bureau of Substance Abuse. We've been sponsored by Calvary Pentecostal Church. We have been sponsored for other people in our community. So that's how we have. That's what we do. And people say, how do you feed 320 people on a weekly basis? You know, we have volunteers. And I want to give you an invitation. If you ever want to volunteer to somewhere, come on down and volunteer with us here at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. We love our volunteers. We train our volunteers. If you want to come on out, it's a great, great time. And we educate our volunteers. Like I told you early in the program, all our volunteers are CPR trained, NOCAIN trained. I mean, we do serve safe train, allergy control things. Our volunteers are blessed. And we make sure that our volunteers get food for their family and their friends and everything like this. We you know, we come in partnership with a lot of local businesses, and some of the businesses that have been helping us out throughout the years are tremendous. The ones that John Otto in East Freetown, East Taunton, they have been tremendous with our vehicles. Another organization that helps us is Fall River Fetching Society. You know, Pam and her husband. I mean, tremendous people that does great work for us. Big Wheels. Big Wheels is an organization that, you know, tows trucks and everything like that. You see them. But Big Wheels has been very special to us. When we have our Christmas party every year here at Calvary Drop-In Center, it is Big Wheels that give us 20 bikes. It's Big Wheels that gives a large donation so we can service over 400 children and families with gifts and toys and bikes of all kind. So we're happy with our local businesses, and you know, we're happy that they reach out. We want to give a shout out, like I said, to John Otto's. He has been tremendous. We have a 15-passenger van, and I bought that van for $550 about 10 years ago. And I'm telling you that John Otto's in East Taunton has done tremendous work for us and put transmissions with us, and we were happy. So we just want to give a shout out to all our sponsors, and also we're going to be reaching out to St. Anne's Credit Union very soon, because here at the center, we want to help people to learn how to do their Beacon score and everything, and their credit score, and how to, you know, establish good credit and, you know, different things like that. So this is some of the things that Calvary Cares Drop-In Center would like to do that. Listen, I'm going to take my first break right now for a second. Are you listening to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center? We just ask that you drop on in, and if you ever need us or any conversation, you can call at 508-763-8343, 508-763-8343. There's hope for you, and there's hope for your children. So I'll come back and close the meet with you in a few minutes. Thank you for listening to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center on WSAR, you know, 1480 and 99.5 on FM. We enjoy you, and we thank you. If you need any help, feel free to reach out to us and drop on in our center. Thank you for listening. Welcome back to the program called Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. As you know, my name is Curtis Dias. I'm a person that has life experience, lived experience, and professional experience. And the reason I come out on the radio every single week and, you know, try to give hope to people that's hopeless or powerless in situations, because I know in my life at one time I used to be addicted to drugs and alcohol and lasciviousness of all kinds. And I hit rock bottom. I always tell people I was so low they had to look up to see the bottom of my sneakers. And I was an alcoholic and a drug addict, a person that left school in the early ninth grade and never graduated high school, but I had to go back and get my GED. Then I went back to Bible school and I had to learn pneumatology, eschatology, sociology, apologetics, hermeneutics, homiletics, and many different things. And I had to go back to the university and continue my education. So, you know, I really care for people that's sick and suffering. The fourth world people, you say, who's the fourth world people? They call the fourth world people the drug addict, the alcoholic, you know, the homeless people, the prostitute. I mean, the people that's now, they call the fourth world people the working class people that are sick and suffering. There's working class people that come to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. They have a job, they have a family, they're really doing it, but they just don't have enough income. And people are sick and suffering, and they're American people. I'm talking about their soldiers, their Vietnam vets and stuff like that. And we're here to assist and to guide and to direct. And the reason I'm so compassionate about it, because I remember when I was lost, I mean, I didn't have a bed to go to. I didn't have a drop-in center to go to. I couldn't go to get a cup of coffee. No one told me there's many pathways to recovery. You know, I was sick and suffering. I was suffering in silence. And so when God delivered me November 28th, 1986, he delivered me from drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, lasciviousness of all kind. Ever since November 28, 1986, I never drank another beer. I never freebased cocaine. I never got high. And God delivered me from everything. And I'm so happy that he did. Mescaline, from window pane, from acid, from mescaline, everything. You know, Quaaludes and Percocets and Percocets. And, you know, I used to eat these things just to try to comfort me, to balance me out in that capacity. I needed, you know, but I needed some comfort. I needed some hope. I needed a place to lay my head. I never had that in my life. So say, why do you waste your time, you know, coming on the radio and spending thousands of dollars on a yearly basis to reach out? Because I believe there's some people in the rural area, in a city, that has sons and daughters and brothers and sisters, husband and wife, that you don't understand what's going on. And we just want to assist you, to guide you. If you ever need any help, just drop in. Drop into our center. And we designed it under the federal program, Mass Rehab. You drop in, see a caseworker, talk to them, do a simple intake with you. We'll do an orientation with you. We'll try to, you know, to direct you to, you know, maybe to High Point, maybe to Seven Hills, maybe to Star, maybe to one of these programs that have all the facilities and everything that they need. That's what we're here. But if you need the basic stuff like health insurance, navigation, mental health counseling, recovery coaches, overdose education, NARCAN, I mean, group, you know, just grief counseling or anything, we're here to assist you and to guide you and direct you. And we have professional people from Boston Medical Center. We have people from BCC, professors come teach us. We have people from New Bedford Public Health. We have people from Freetown Board of Health that comes in, and special individuals that will teach us and to educate us and to help us. We have the Bureau of Substance Abuse. And, you know, Bureau of Substance Abuse Advisory, they're looking for a place like ours. And we're hoping that this month, the next 180 days, that we be able to allow them to establish us a peer-to-peer support group in a rural area. Because because then we can have transportation. We can pick up, people. We can deliver food. We can bring people to NA meetings, AA meetings, 12-step meetings, you know, recovery meetings, Al-Anon. You know, we can do one-on-one counseling. And we're hoping that they will supply us to do this. And also, they got this new program out in the state that they're developing in, and it's called the CIC program. And this program is an organization, it's community incentive center. And they want us to, you know, just to be vital and be connecting with individuals and give them services and be extra support to the flagship organization of High Point, Stepping Stone, Star, you know, Seven Hills, and all these big organizations. They want us to be, they call it, you know, that we can strengthen our community in, with a capacity to help these people and stand in the gap, you know, for, because we are, people trust us. They know that we're here for them and stuff like that. So this is what we're going heading towards. So Calvary Cares Drop-In Centers established a peer-to-peer support group, and we were asking the Bureau of Substance Abuse and also Department of Public Health to fund us so we can reach out to the people in our community. Secondly, we want to be ICI community in a community intensive center so we can be, you know, so we can organize and we can bring the city and rural areas together, you know, that we can show them real life examples of what we do at Calvary Cares, our workshop, our education, our strong partnership, you know, with other organizations, as I told you, like Stepping Stone, like Star, you know, like North Star, then also the SSYI, you know, organization. This is what we want to do. We want to bring the people out of the target areas and failed communities and show them that there is help throughout the community. This is what we truly want to do. And then we want to go to reintegration and go back into the prisons and behind the walls. And, you know, I'm partnering with Burns and Forts, and Burns and Forts are doing great work with reintegration, you know, meeting guys behind the wall when they have the EOC, you know, EOS, I mean, and the sentence. They need a place to go. So we want to pick them up at the gate. We want to bring them to the welfare office. We want to give them mass rehab. We want to make sure they got, you know, go take classes in HVAC or, you know, CDL license and stuff like that. And we want them to get acclimated in the community because the first 10 days when they get on the street is very, very important for everybody that is involved. So these are some of the things that we want to do at the Community Initiative Care Program and Behavior. And we want to be part of this with SANS, the Bureau of Substance Abuse, and the Department of, you know, Public Health. We want to be a Community Initiative Care Program, Behavior Health Program. You know, that early intervention is very important. Early treatment is very, very important. We want to empower the community. We want to allow the community to know that we're trusted and we're complete and we're connected to everything. So lastly, before I go today, I just want to say to everybody that's listening to Fall River, to New Bedford, to Taunton, to Westport, to Swansea, to Seekonk, and to Berkeley, Dayton, Freetown, Rehoboth, and everything. There is a place right at 33 Burley Road in East Freetown that's willing to help you and to assist you and to guide you. You can call us at 508-763-8343, and we will do our best of our ability to help you, to assist you, to educate you, you know, just to befriend you, non-judgment. I mean, we're not High Point. We're not Seven Hills. We don't have millions and millions. No, we're grassroots. We're down to earth. And what we do, we will talk to you. We will encourage you. And we will have early prevention. You know, we believe in early prevention and intervention for you. And we want to support you. You know, we want to help you. We want to connect you with people that can really assist you on a long-term basis. So I thank you for listening to our program. I'm glad that you listen every single week. And for the mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, you don't have to be hopeless or powerless. We understand what you're going through. Maybe you don't even understand what you're going through. But we're here because we love you. We have lived experience, life experience, professional experience. And we established this thing because we believe, you know, every life is important. And we believe reaching the lost at one cost is very, and it might be your son, it might be your daughter. And we do this. And we do this because we know there's other people out in the community that needs it. You know, I heard a story one time, and I got to do it very quickly. I heard a story one time about two girls that was in the woods, say, Freetown State Forest. And they looked all around for these girls in the woods. And they finally found one girl in the woods. And the whole party was rejoicing. They were excited about the situation. We found the girl. We found the girl. They brought him back into the center. Everybody was rejoicing. The firemen, everybody rejoicing. Then somebody says, wasn't it two girls out there? Now, we rejoice because they found one, but we know there's still people out there in Fall River and Taunton and Berkeley and surrounding areas. Our goal is to reach out. It's good that we got one, but we have to go out and win the other one that is lost, sick, and suffering in the community. So that's what we believe in. There's hope for your children, hope for you, and you don't have to be sick and suffering. And we're here to help you, to educate you, to stand with you, and to walk with you. And I just want to give you a shout out. My name is Curtis Dias, 508-763-8343. If you need any help, any assistance, feel free to call us. We listen to Calvary Kids Drop-In Center. We're here every Saturday from 3 to 4. Feel free to call us anytime. Thank you for listening, and I just want to tell you, there's hope. There's hope for your children. You don't have to do this alone. Thank you.